This is Dabu 7. We have the architect of global elitism, Klaus Schwab, finally facing the scrutiny that he has long deserved. He, the godfather of the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset agenda, has abruptly resigned. Now, he was scheduled to step down but kind of linger around until 2027. Now, all of a sudden, whistleblowers have come out accusing him of financial misconduct, personal enrichment, and using all the funds that was used in the World Economic Forum for their own luxurious vacations, massages, and he also abused young staffers, they're saying. So all this coming out rather quickly from whistleblowers, I guess he thought that he was going to ride into the sunset unscathed. But according to the whistleblower complaint, they're saying that Schwab used the forum as his personal piggy bank. He withdrew thousands in cash using the junior staffers as gophers, sending them to the ATMs to pull money out and then give it to him. He charged private hotel massages to the WEF accounts. He allowed his wife to book luxurious vacations that were disguised as business travel. If they can prove all this stuff, he can be in some big-time trouble. They say that he utilized the World Economic Forum property, the Villa Mundi, as a private retreat for his wife. They also go on to say that he created a toxic workplace for everyone there. It looks like he pissed off some people during this whole thing, and people that were holding a grudge are releasing the hounds. One thing's for sure, though. This thing is ran by elitist goons, and they have replaced him with Peter Brabeck Letmath. He is the controversial former Nestle CEO who is on record for stating that water is not a human right. He is the interim chairman right now. I mean, talk about trading one elitist for another. And look at this guy. I mean, so this is who we got to deal with in the meantime until they have some kind of vote and they put somebody else in power. So very interesting how this big unit, the World Economic Forum, all the power that it has wielded, is seeing a shift in power at the top with new leadership, and very similar to the Vatican as well with a new pope that will be stepping onto the scene. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, where I talk about this in further detail. And I hope to see you guys there. Much love.